Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyas. And yes, that is a cutout, a life-size cutout of myself behind me. For anybody that was wondering, it's a new feature of this, only for a few days. Today I have with me Chris Casaleggio. I think I got that right. The
Perfect.
a longtime claims adjuster and the author of Adjusting to a Career in Property and Casualty Claims. Chris, thank you for joining me today. How's it
Going well. And actually, I have sort of a cutout, but not exactly myself back there.
going?
That's for the adjuster we're trying to help, I think.
I've gotta say, I love the cover. That defeated banging his head or against the computer. I think it captures very well how a lot of claims people, especially fairly early career claims people, feel. I spent a couple of years in claims myself. In my experience, I had one really good year at Farm Bureau of Iowa, and that was in the Express Claims unit. And the beauty of Express Claims was we took the claim. If it was simple, we would keep it and work it. And if it was anything but simple, it went to the next level of adjuster. So it was very, very low pay, but rather low stress for being claims. And we did kind of get to learn the basics of claims. But my second year was very stressful, and I decided to get out of claims. And to this day, on chatwithtony.com, I get a lot of calls from adjusters who are stressed out of their mind and looking for a way out of claims. So I'm very happy when I heard about your book. Very happy that people are creating content to help the newer claims adjusters. So how did you decide to write the book? Kind of what led to it in your career?
I think over the years, I've worked at a couple different major carriers, and I think I've been more of a sounding board for some of my teammates and that were stressed out and asking for advice. And I try to think of different ways to kind of see the negative situation and say, oh, well, yes, you're getting tons of claims, but there's also a positive to that and in job security and things of that nature. One story I remember from adjusters that were ecstatic when they didn't get claims one day. Some claims adjusters would get 10 a day and just be totally stressed out. But there was this one person that got no claims one day. Everyone else is celebrating and he's unhappy. He says, "Uh-oh, I'm worried about the company. We're not doing well. Why aren't we getting claims?" Everyone else celebrating. So I think a lot of this is just the perspective of how you look at these things, and one person says job security and is worried about that, and the other people are hopeful for no claims. So I think it's a high volume, high stress career. And I think I learned a lot of lessons talking with so many different teammates about ways to de-stress. And life is about perspective. So I wanted to offer a couple different ways to look at claims adjusting from more of a positive side.
Okay. And have you found that if you look at it differently, it makes a huge difference in actually surviving the job and getting to thrive in the job?
I think so. I think there are a lot of stressful jobs that seem on the surface like, it's the best job in the world. But as adjusters, we kind of compare ourselves to them. And, people maybe in sales have a lot of, high goals that they have to attain and they're very stressed out. Maybe they're making a lot of money, but maybe they're not sleeping at night too. We compare ourselves, I think, to some of these other professions and we don't see some of these positives that are right in front of us. Adjusting is a very steady career. And I think through the pandemic, we also saw not only the job security, but everybody was ready to work from home, where other industries were just, okay, how do we do this? Let's figure out if our servers can do it. But I think claims didn't really miss a beat. And we're just like, we're keeping our workers and work from home. Let's go.
The industry overall definitely showed its stability, and it wasn't the first time. It was very similar in 2009. In general, the industry is very recession proof, and claims especially. There's always claims, period, right? Is there in your experience, did you kind of start in auto like most people do, and then you kind of grew into the rest of claims to the point that you're at an engineering firm now? How did that go? How did you grow from auto to the other lines? What advice do you have
Yeah,
for that?
I feel like you have to pay your dues in auto in some towards as I moved on in my career, some of the higher ups would say to me, wow, you withstood auto, and that's that's a very difficult thing to do when you're getting 10 claims a day and you're just I don't know, people look at their car and that's the first thing they think of every morning when they come out, there's damage on it and they're calling you and you deal with a lot of difficult personalities. So, I started out in auto, and I think for a couple of years doing that. Then, when you get into more liability and bigger claims, I feel like it's a little bit less stress. But definitely, you kind of cut your teeth in auto, deal with constant phone calls. I think maybe 25 voicemails at one point was my record one day. Phones just ringing constantly. So, I think there's a lot of learning in auto, but then you kind of move on and see what type of claims you'd like to prefer to handle. And in this book, I talk a little bit about different avenues you can go.
Perfect.
Maybe you're not into just claims. Maybe you want to go into underwriting or maybe marketing or SIU. There's different fields you can go in. You don't completely have to leave the insurance industry. So I talk a little bit about that too.
Super, super important message. That's the message that I'm always giving people is claims is not for everybody, but that's fine. Claims experience is still very valuable. And there's a lot of work within our industry, loss control, SIU, underwriting. There's a lot of work within our industry. And I can tell you that every interview I've had in insurance after my first couple of years, they have said, "We love that you have a claims background." So it is definitely valuable. But it's so easy to get buried under the high stress of the job and just kind of feel despondent.
Yeah, I mean, you think about some of the other skills you're learning too. It's investigation, it's negotiation. There's so many different skills you're learning in claims. Some of the phone interviewing skills, things like that. Active listening, obviously, is a big one. And even creativity, customer service, ethics. There's a lot of different lessons that you really could go into another job and have a lot of different examples in a job interview of. To talk about how claims might relate to a different job, you know.
Okay, for people in their first claims job, what advice do you have for not taking the stress home, so to speak, for not, once you shut down for the evening, how do you not let it affect your home life?
Yeah, I think that's a difficult part. You have to have, an end time to your day, and you just have to really shut it off. And you come in the next day, and even the prior day, if you can work through some of your diaries for the next day, at the end of the day, that's kind of a tip to help out. Or, but yeah, you really have to have an end time, especially for people that work from home. That's kind of the tough part. Like, where do you unplug? But you have to have a time when you're done, and you need that flexible time to relax.
So the book's been out for basically since 2020, so a couple of years. Five stars on Amazon, very solidly reviewed. In any stories, any readers that have reached out and said this really made a difference, like any stories from the readers that have really.
Yeah, I've had a couple of people actually reach out, newer adjusters. Maybe they weren't claims adjusters, but they were contractors, or they moved into an adjusting field, and this kind of like connected the dots on a few things they thought about and were wondering for the future and how they advance in their career and things like that. So I have gotten a lot of emails from different people that thought it, mostly newer people that thought it was helpful, but just getting a feel, because the beginning of the book talks about the basics of adjusting too. So veteran adjusters can kind of skip over that, but property and liability kind of breaks down the claim process and what to expect. So I think it's also might be helpful for recruiters that are trying to fill first time adjusting roles for to give your candidate an idea of the claims profession before they get into it. I talk about the good and the bad. And then when I talk about the bad, I try to show ways that you can think differently about that and kind of overcome that stress. I mean, there's positives to everything. And even at the end of the book, I kind of give a way to refocus for adjusters and offer some positive affirmations. And like you said earlier, at the end of the day, there's some affirmations, I guess, in there to kind of deconnect and de-stress and, you know, just relax. And, you know, tomorrow's a new day, so don't get too hung up on what happened today.
Okay. You yourself are a perfect example of a post-claims career, like a claims adjacent career. Mm-hmm. What other roles are kind of like yours, where like your claims experience is really valuable, you're just not handling claims day to day?
Yeah, and that kind of how I think I could only really write this book being a little removed from the claims industry. If I had written it maybe while I was adjusting, I don't know if my teammates would be you know, that happy that I had all this extra time and to write a book. Or opposing attorneys, I think, would in a deposition maybe give me some trouble. Hey, didn't you write this? Why did you settle this claim this way? So, but yeah, I work for a company called H2M Architects and Engineers, and I'm a department manager of forensics. So we're working on forensic engineering assignments, and we're working with carriers every day that need help with an architect or engineer investigating coverage and liability to kind of make them I guess help out their investigation with our expertise. But there's a lot of different positions where claim experience can come in handy. And a lot of my role right now is really like marketing and speaking to different adjusters and attending conferences and trying to get new business contacts. So if adjusters, you know, if they did want to leave the industry, there are many consulting firms and vendors that, you know, would really like somebody that has kind of this adjusting experience and knows what a vendor, you know, knows what the claim adjuster wants from a vendor. And that's really valuable, I think. So, I mean, but you can think of many, many jobs, like we said, with the claims investigation skills that you could kind of go into if you really wanted to leave the industry.
Makes sense. So I'm always talking about how CPCU changed my life. I see that you do have your AIC and your CCP. I'm not super familiar with that one. I've also heard a lot about SCLA. So any education advice for new adjusters?
Yeah, I actually got those licenses within the last 5 years, and I'm still a Texas property casualty adjuster. Still have my license. I still attend webinars, things like that. So I always wanted to keep that, keep up on topics in the industry. And I think anytime a lot of these adjusters, your company will pay for these. So you might as well take advantage of them. It is a lot of work, but it's really helpful too. So if you want to advance in your career, I definitely recommend getting the licenses.
And it helps you get better at the job you're doing. And yeah, the companies pay for them, and the companies recognize them in promotions, recognize them in hiring decisions. I don't know anybody that regrets getting their designation, so definitely makes sense.
Yeah, it was funny because I started the first class for my AIC, I don't know, 10 years plus ago, and then they stopped the program. So I had that one. And then a couple of years later, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go back and just take the rest of the classes and finish it. So So yeah, I decided why not do it.
Okay, perfect. Chris, thank you for your time and thank you for writing the book. For the listeners who want to check it out, adjustingbook.com. So super easy to find. That redirects you to the Amazon page. And like I said, a 5-star rating on Amazon. So definitely worth checking out. Unfortunately, there's not that much content out there for claims adjusters. So every new perspective from people who have done it before helps.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me.
Awesome.